Yes, I can remember well. In the drawing office, there was seven draftsmen, three apprentices, and one girl tracer. I can even remember all the names of all of them. All the drawings that were ever produced at Fieldings, they were all kept, and there were literally thousands of them. And they were put on rolls, 20 to a roll, and kept in sort of chest of drawers. And one of my first jobs when I went into the drawing office is if a draftsman wanted a drawing, he'd call out the number of the drawing, and I would have to find the drawing. So I would go to the drawer. Incidentally, the more modern drawings were kept in the drawing office. A lot of the other drawings were in various parts of the factory. But when they called out the number of the drawing, I would first of all have to find the correct roll and then go through all the drawings to find the one he wanted, which meant very often I had to go through 20 drawings because he gave me a number and I had no idea what I was looking for, so I had to check every number as I went through. And normally it was always the last one on the roll that they required.
Right, the Hobson, that's what you call Hobson's choice, I suppose.
The other thing was that at the end of the day, all the drawings that the draftsman had used, they were all put back on my desk, and my job was to put them back on the correct roll. And I soon learned that putting a screw in the wrong box was not the end of the world, but if you put the drawing back on the wrong roll, it was hell's own job to find it again.